CBS News, I'm Peter King. Radar pictures may provide a big clue as to what happened to Air Asia Flight 8501. Here's correspondent Jeff Pagaz.
CBS News has confirmed that Indonesian officials leading the Air Asia 8501 search and recovery effort suspect that the pilots may have attempted a steep climb, but the officials are not willing to say so definitively until data from the black box is retrieved.
CBS News transportation consultant and former NTSB chair Mark Rosenkerr.
The key will be to get the black box up, read, analyzed. From there, we will know exactly what happened.
The searchers have recovered and returned seven bodies to the flight's origination point in Indonesia. Bad weather and rough seas are making recovery efforts difficult at best. It's expected to get worse through Friday. In Hong Kong and throughout Asia, they're already celebrating the new year.
This is Todd Glickman in Bangkok, Thailand, where we have just rung in 2015. The traditional Thai New Year isn't until next April when the year 2558 begins, but that's not stopping this city of 8 million from a huge celebration with fireworks, Asian dragon dances, and Thai singing. It's a cultural potpourri of fun and excitement. And at 82 degrees, it's chilly by Bangkok standards.
In New York's Times Square, revelers are staking out the best places to watch the ball fall.
A once-in-a-lifetime event for the ball dropping in New York City.
We usually think of Southern California as one of the warmest spots in the country, but it's looking like a frozen New Year and a snowy one in the mountains, like in Big Bear. That's about 100 miles north of Los Angeles.
It's cold. There's a lot of people slid out everywhere up there. For the most part, a lot of snow. I heard we got 8 inches up there already.
How cold is it? Some 16 western states have freezing temperatures. 2 weeks after the U.S. and Cuba announced renewed diplomatic ties, Cuba is still cracking down on dissidents. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The State Department says it's deeply concerned about the reports of detentions and arrests in Cuba and strongly condemned the Cuban government's continued attempts to silence its critics. A statement goes on to say, we have always said we would continue to speak out about human rights, even as the process of normalizing diplomatic relations continues.
More Americans sought unemployment benefits last week than the week before, but PNC economist Stuart Hoffman says he's not worried.
We're ending the year with good news on the economy and the job market, and I think that momentum will carry through into 2015.
One of our favorite year-end stories involves the list of words and phrases that have been overused and should be banned for life. It comes from Lake Superior State University, where co-author John Shibley gives some examples.
Swag, which is slang for freebie. Foodie, which is kind of a cute way of referring to somebody who prefers food.
Also overused and abused, polar vortex, hack, and number one on the list, the acronym BAE for before anyone else. The Dow is down 33. This is CBS News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-927-4722. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-927-4722. That's 1-800-927-4722. Call 1-800-927-4722.
Britain's top medical officer says the country's Ebola screening procedures need to be improved. This after a nurse was cleared to fly home from Sierra Leone hours before she was diagnosed with the disease. She's now being treated in an isolation unit at a London hospital. We all have New Year's traditions, and in Raleigh, WPTF's Bruce Farrell tells us about an unusual New Year's Eve drop in North Carolina.
New York drops a Waterford crystal ball, but in the town of Mount Olive, about 70 miles east of Raleigh, they drop a lighted fake pickle into, what else, a barrel. It's a tradition that started in 1999 and has grown into a community event that takes place at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, according to Lynn Williams with the Mount Olive Pickle Company.
And we did it early because the guy in the suit had a late New Year's Eve date. And by the next year, we realized that, you know, dark is dark and the midnight Greenwich Mean Time.
Bruce Farrell for CBS News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Peter King, CBS News.